Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of entertainment. The following three articles are from the online website TMZ.com. Our first article, FSU linebacker Ethan Pritchard shot in Florida, stable but critical condition, school says. Florida State University is in shock after freshman linebacker Ethan Pritchard was shot while visiting family in Florida. The school said the college freshman was rushed to a local hospital Sunday night and remains in the ICU in critical but stable condition. The Gadsden County Sheriff's Office told WCTV the shooting happened before 10 p.m. near the Havana Heights Apartments, where Pritchard was found shot inside a vehicle before EMS rushed him to the hospital. The Pritchard family is thankful for the support from so many people, as well as the care from first responders and medical professionals, and ask that their privacy be respected at this time, the Seminoles said in a statement. The team's coach Mike Norville said at a press conference Sunday, "This was a tragic event and their thoughts and prayers are with Ethan and his family." He said he visited Ethan and his family in the hospital Sunday night and is grateful for the medical professionals taking care of him. No word yet on suspects or what sparked the gunfire. Next, Jacob Elordi pops off at Venice Festival staffer, "Don't tell me what to do." Jacob Elordi salt-burned an employee at the Venice International Film Festival, telling him he's going to do whatever he wants, and the guy needs to back off. New video has emerged on social media capturing the movie star on the red carpet trying to take selfies with fans Saturday, when it seems a member of the event staff is telling him to keep it moving. Elordi tells the guy he's just squatting down to take some selfies, before saying quite clearly, "Don't tell me what to do." Basically, Jacob's saying he's a star, and he wants to give his fans a special moment, and no dude in a blazer is going to stop him. Fans are a little split online. Some are on Jacob's side. After all, some of these fans will never get another chance to meet him. However, others are sympathizing with the staff member who's clearly just trying to do his job. By the way, Jacob's at the festival to promote the new Frankenstein movie, in which he's playing Frankenstein's monster to Oscar Isaac's Victor Frankenstein. So, are you on Jacob's side, or should he be chased down with pitchforks and torches? Vote. And finally, Labor Day beach plans flush down toilet. Poop contamination closes shores. Eager Labor Day beachgoers may have had their holiday plans s*** on, cause fecal contamination in the ocean shut down a bunch of beaches. Bacterial concentrations tied to feces have wreaked havoc on areas from coast to coast, according to the Associated Press. Popular holiday hotspots, like Benjamin's Beach in Long Island and part of Imperial Beach in San Diego, have closed because of the proverbial poop tsunami, likely causing many to pivot from their previous plans. This apparently isn't a new problem, with the AP citing reports which say 453 beaches, about one-seventh of the total amount in the country, have potentially unsafe levels of fecal contamination on at least 25% of the days on which testing took place. So, if you insist on going for a dip in the ocean, keep your mouth closed and try not to think about all the fecal matter particles surrounding you. Outdated storm drains appear to be the cause, according to the outlet, and swimming in impacted waters can cause nausea, vomiting, and many more unpleasant symptoms. Bottom line, maybe stick to the community pool. A swim in the ocean could end up with a trip to the ER. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of entertainment. I'm Roger Baker.